Box Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me on the podcast right now is Zach Meyer, the man with the charts. You all right, Zach?
Yeah.
Excellent. How are you feeling?
Yeah, but, you know, bright and breezy, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Excellent, because you haven't been for a while, no, but are your white teeth coming back to the fore now and shining as ever?
If somebody asked me about it, I was in an event at an event, and there was like three or four people, and they all looked at my teeth, which is not the way. This is not where you want to be, and it's not what you want them to look at. Basically,
turn the lights off, everyone. Zach's going to smile.
But it wasn't like that. They're looking at the things. They're thinking, thinking, what the hell's he talking about? You know.
All right.
So,
anyway,
that wasn't really good. You know. But anyway, it's a long. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's a long.
Yes.
Journey.
Okay. From teeth to ours. That's ARS. Asia Met Resources, excellent progress is being made on the Barang Canan main feasibility study, and they've got Australian Mine Design and Development and PT Ground Risk Management engaged to undertake the mining engineering and geotechnical components of the feasibility study. This is now going ahead. It's going to be a mine. They're going to start producing. Arse on the chart. It hasn't really moved on this news, even though it's one of the most liked RNSs on the Vox Markets website.
It's incredible. It's ironic, isn't it, really? But no, we need to break. It's the same. I've got the same annotation as I had last time. We need to break basically 2.5 pence in order to break to return to the 4 pence zone. So I will be waiting for that to happen. The 200-day moving average is still rising, so the momentum is still positive. But I would rather wait for the breakthrough because, you know, this has been consolidating now for 5-6 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? I hold, and I just see that it's going to explode once they drop, you know, one bit of news. It's almost a catalyst. I don't know what it is, but it will, you know. And I just think this now is an opportunity because it's staying quite low here. Braveheart Investments, the next one. BRH, half-yearly report, revenue of $500,000. Profit of 475,000, cash balances as of 30 September is 1.3 million, and commencing of new investment strategy, BRH.
Right, we had our vertical spike through the 50-day and 200-day moving averages at the end of July. Currently, 50-day average at 14.5 pence, providing support. Above that, I'm looking for a top of July trend channel target as high as 28 pence over the next couple. If you're cautious, which you may be, then just wait for an end-of-day close through 17 pence, which has been resistance over the past couple of months.
And the last one, Tolu Energy. Yesterday, it was down by 10%, and I tweeted, there'll be a time, not too far off, when people will look back on this as an opportunity. And now they're up strongly today on news that it's received initial independent reserve certification from SRK Consulting for the Lesedi cold bed methane project located in Botswana. So, Tolu, what do you reckon?
Well, I think it was a very sensible tweet, given that since the beginning of July, any dips towards the 50-day moving average, currently at 8.46 pence, have been buying opportunities. Shares have gapped up today, which I like, which is, you know, effectively a new signal, hopefully a new leg to the upside. Probably want to wait, if you are not already in the shares, for a break of the 20-day average of at 10.61 pence, i.e. end-of-day close above that. That would lead us to the 16 pence target, which I talked about the last time we talked about this stock.
Marvellous. Thanks, Zach. And I look forward to the annotated charts. And people can see that at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Thank you, Justin.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.